I want to share with you a thought process of the Barbanel, the beginning of the Parashas Vayeshev. I'm not going to necessarily bring out a lesson of Musar with it to the end, but I think the thought process is significant of how he understands what's happening here at the beginning of the Parsha. So just very bekitzer, we see at the beginning of the Parsha that Yosef brings the Basam Ro'el El Avihem. We have to assume that, according to the Barbanel, he was doing that for their benefit, not he was trying to do something negative for them. He wanted to point out what they were doing wrong, the father should correct them. The Pasuk says that Yaakov loved Yosef more than the other brothers, and the reaction was they had sinna to him. It didn't say they had kinna. It doesn't say that they were jealous. It says that they had a sinna towards him. He tells them the first dream, and it says that they had more sinna. They had more hatred. He tells them the dream, and they say back that. Do you plan to rule over us? And again, we see there's more sinah. So we have three times that they had a feeling of sinah towards them. And it doesn't mention kinah. Then they say that he has the second dream. He tells it to the brothers. And it doesn't say anything about any more sino. He tells it to the father, and then it says v'yikano boyachov, that they had kino, they had jealousy. So he suggests the following in the story, that Chazal say that a dream which is repeated twice is indicative of a true dream. So the second time they heard him having this dream, they realized that there might be something true about this. So now the issue which they have is not that it's going to be true, whether it's going to be true or not, but it might actually be true, and that's what they were worried about. And now they had kino. The first time, they thought it was just a dream which he had because that's his thought process. So he wants to rule over them. But we know that there's a union of Chalomis Herlach HaKharapeh, and they are the ones who said that the interpretation of the dream is that he's going to rule over them. So by doing so, they almost, as it were, had supported his thought process. That's why the second time they do not discuss the dream at all. Only Yaakov does, but not the brothers. So Yosef, not believing that there's any an animosity between him and the brothers, tells it to the brothers the first time, because the way of those who love each other is to share the dream, that the person should be poster it in a positive way. And that's brought down, if a person has a dream which is, he should tell it over to somebody who likes him, and this way the person who likes him will be poster the dream in a positive way, and that will give a kiyum to the idea of the dream, because we have a rule that chalomis go after the pep. They thought that what he's doing by telling them the dream, which had he been aware of the animosity, it would be very strange he should tell them the dream, unless he wants to pretend as if he doesn't know that there's animosity, and he's trying to be mad of them. You know, we love each other, we're a wonderful relationship. So they thought that he had this negative thought process, that he's trying to present himself like this liar who presents himself as really a lover to them. And the truth was that he actually did believe that, but they didn't even consider the possibility that he wasn't aware of their attitude. And they interpret the fact that he was saying negative things to the father about them was because of his negative attitude towards them. So based on that, they thought the only reason why he could explain what he's doing now by sharing this dream, which their reaction would be negative, is because had he been aware of their negativity, is he was pretending as if there was no negativity and that they're the great lovers, and then obviously you would share your beautiful dream with your great lover. And he was just trying to do it to, as it were, show off as if he loved them. So that created a sina to them, which the Pasuk says, after he told them, the dream, so that created more animosity by the fact that and the brothers, when they saw what happened, that they had been priced to the dream to his advantage, they were sending him on the chaloim, the fact that he had such a chaloim, and the fact that he said the words to him as if they had this beautiful relationship, and that they took as a negative thing. So that's the flow of the psukim. You see a lot of different elements of the meters coming out over here, if you give a thought about over here, interpreting somebody's actions in a negative way, because that's how you feel, when really there is a positive spin, but not even imagine that a positive spin is possible. Have a good Shabbos.